Welcome back to the Webcam Startup Podcast. My name's Nate, owner of Webcam Startup. Anyways, be sure to also catch the live hangout, the big live hangout, tomorrow, December 27th. That's Thursday. We're now going live on the last Thursday of every month. And tomorrow, we'll have Bender Kane, the co-founder of Cam Life Magazine, and Sophie Ryan, who was recently featured in Cam Life Magazine. They're going to be presenting the magazine. We're just going to be shooting the shit like we always do. If anyone has any questions, they can ask them. I'm sure we'll have some questions. I'm very excited for it. Definitely check that out. We're still doing this pre-recorded one in addition to the live one. Just because the live one, we kind of cherry-pick what we talk about. So at least with these pre-recorded things, we can still be comprehensive about breaking down all the news. So yeah, we're squeezing two in this week. Anyways, for those that don't know, in this series, we basically break down everything new in Camland, as well as everything new on Webcam Startup. So let's just jump right into it. First up, and like I already said, tomorrow, Thursday, December 27th, we'll be going live with Cam Life Magazine. Definitely check that out. Next, Flipper Free has acquired Jockman Live. This makes sense as Flipper Free is one of the bigger mail camming sites. They've also been setting a track record. I believe it was this year. Actually, I don't think it was that long ago, like 6 months, something like that. They also acquired Randy Blue. Now, the interesting thing with this is Jock Girls Live, which is basically the female version of Jock Men Live, it's offline. When I seen this announcement, of course I Googled it, you know, and just tried going there directly, you know. I was wondering if it'd get acquired. Jock Men Live is currently a Flipper Free white label. Jock Girl Live is completely offline, so I'm kind of wondering what the future with that is. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's included with the sale. I'm assuming that's just going to go offline and that's that, but we'll see. Up next, the nominations for the 2019 Live Cam Awards. Oops. Let me scroll up. I don't know why I jumped. The 2019 Live Cam Awards has opened up. This is going to be the fifth annual award series. Yes, you can nominate two individuals or companies. Sweet. Yeah, so you can nominate two individuals or companies for each of the categories. The nomination period is going to run through mid-January, and then the actual voting will open up on the 1st of March. So if you know anyone that you'd like to nominate, definitely do that. Up next, Just for Fans has added Paxim as a cash out option. Paxim is a really solid adult friendly e-wallet. I honestly wish they still offered it in the United States because I used to use it quite a bit. They don't. So if you're in the United States, this is really irrelevant. For international performers, this is probably definitely a solid feature. Cheers, Just for Fans. For those that don't know, Just for Fans is a platform for fan club subscriptions, clip sales, custom store items. Do they support custom content? I actually don't know that one. Really solid platform. They're fairly brand new, but they've been adding features like crazy. Up next, the ChatterBait affiliate program has added interactive cam embeds. So this is really similar to their traditional cam embeds, except way more clean. Way, way more clean. I mean, these things are actually pretty beautiful. Kudos to ChatterBait for developing them. So basically, you go into the affiliate area. Under promo tools, you'll find it. It's above the traditional ones. You generate the code the traditional way, just like you would the other ones. Select RevShare. Don't select anything else. Why would you? Then you can select the different genders, categories, or your room. You can generate a URL, an embed to a specific performer chat room. What you do is you generate the code for your chat room and then just replace your name in the actual code snippet with their name. It's kind of complex. I really wish ChatterBait would just like add a field, you know, if you wanted a custom performer embed. They don't do that. ChatterBait, if you're listening, which I know you're not. I mean, the big boxes don't watch this stuff. At least not most of the big boxes. Some of them. But if you are watching, definitely do that. Like, there are so many affiliates that don't even know you can do that. So it just make everything really easy. I don't mind, copy pasting, swapping out links, but it helps some people out and it show them that they can actually do that, which would be pretty awesome. I'm sure this works with their API too for the people that are just importing shit. Don't quote me on that, but I don't see why it wouldn't. I mean, it'd definitely be the smart move. Like I said, don't quote me on that. Up next, Jocelyn Kelly, porn star, is selling premium Snapchat subscriptions on FanCentro. I believe she's only selling premium Snap, not premium Instagram or the feed, their fan club platform, which FanCentro does support. But right on, which FanCentro is definitely a solid platform for anyone trying to sell Snap. Up next, we got a couple pieces from BongaCams, or BongaCams and Spygasm, which Spygasm is a voyeur cam house powered by BongaCams. First up, a new BongaCams feature, the surprise box. This is a little bonus for customers. Basically, if a customer purchases 50 euros or more worth of credits, they get to open a box. The more credits you purchase, the more boxes you get to open. The example of prizes that BongaCams gave was 1,000 tokens, VIP status, or gift cards. Cool little bonus for members. Hopefully, it works out for them. As far as Spygasm goes, first, they have a new feature, Ask the Participants. You can comment on the specific blog post on the Spygasm site, and they cherry-pick the questions and give them to the participants, and the participants answer them. I don't know if it's live or just pre-recorded. And they also launched a Colombian spy house, a Colombian location. The one thing that I find interesting with this is it's right on the heels of Cam Soda opening up a voyeur cam house over in Colombia too. So I'm sort of wondering if BongaCams was watching that and thinking we should do that too. Or if AJ Studios, who they partnered with, saw Cam Soda do that and they thought, damn, we should jump into this and hollered at BongaCams and it happened. I don't know. It does take a little bit of planning though. I'm sure you can't just launch these overnight. But the timing of both their cam house launches is really convenient in my opinion. So, I'm wearing a Santa hat, but I'm also always wearing a tinfoil hat. I got my tinfoil hat on under my Santa hat. I'm just that cool. Anyways, so a lot of voyeur stuff going on in Colombia. I did check out Cam Soda's spy house. I haven't checked out the Spygasm AJ Studios spy house yet. Up next, Ari has published some tips on how to do girlfriend experience cams and clips, as well as just girlfriend experience in general, because there's also a lot of texting stuff going on, apps like Snapchat, maybe other messaging apps. So if girlfriend experience is something you're interested in, definitely check it out. We have it on Webcam Startup, which I should probably plug this. I'm at the start of this series, just as general housekeeping. If you're watching on YouTube, we got all the links to everything down in the description after I edit it. If Ari ends up uploading this, like I always have to go through and do that just because she's scared about adding links because she doesn't want to get our YouTube channel banned. Obviously, we've been in YouTube jail several times before, but it's never been off the links. Anyway, it's just a little bit of internal politics of Webcam Startup. But anyways, there should be the links in the description on Vimeo too, on any network that does have links. If not, you can find all this content on webcamstartup.com. If you want the digest with links to everything we're talking about, we do actually have a podcast feed. You can find it on, I mean, it's on our main menu navigation. This is episode 55, so you can find the link there. If you just search Webcam Startup for Girlfriend Experience or GFE, it should come up. Anyways, all this content and more is on webcamstartup.com. Check it out. Up next, new contributor Cyrene, who's a former exotic dancer, It's just published the first piece on a series on dancing, and it's basically tips and what to expect for auditions and amateur night. Like I said, this is the first piece in a comprehensive content strategy. We really don't have much on dancing up there, and I'm really excited about it. I live in rural Colorado. We don't even have clubs around here. I'm brand new to the entire club scene altogether. So definitely, if this is something that interests you, and she did a knockout job. She kind of goes over first what to expect with auditioning, you know, tryouts, amateur night, all that. So you go in there at least knowing how the entire system works. She kind of talks the entire club and how the clubs work in general, breaks down some of the different type of clubs, you know, the big ones, the holes in the wall, whatever. Very solid. And like I said, this is the first piece in an entire content strategy. So if dancing is something that interests you, stay tuned. And last but not least, we've been building up a performer directory for quite a while now. Just slowly, you know, addition here, addition there. It's been gaining traction. Like, we're actually, for being just this fun little thing we're doing, we're getting traffic and we're getting sales and conversions. So really happy about it. So we're ramping it up now. It's just a blog category. It's nothing too fancy. We are probably going to do some things to improve it. Sidebar, I don't know, some other fun stuff. But yeah, it's generating sales. So if you want to get added, reach out to us on Webcam Startup. We have a contact page. You'll hit Ari, but she'll probably forward or add herself. Ari, whatever you want to do. There's also a chat applet. I mean, there's tons of different ways to get hold of us. Come on out. We're easy. Just not Facebook, because Facebook said you can no longer use its platform for adult jobs, so we're scared to use Messenger. But I doubt any of you would reach out via Facebook anyway. Tweet at us, email, all that stuff. Get added. We are getting traffic. We are getting sales. We're probably not going to get too overblown with it. I mean, if we really want to make this into something, maybe someday in the future we move it to a different domain, just so that way we can do more. You know, it's not just this component. You know, we can gear the entire website around this shit. But yeah, definitely get at it. And that's everything new in Camland. It's kind of been a slow week just because it's been Christmas. Merry Christmas, by the way. I think I said it at the start. But if I didn't, definitely. Merry Christmas. And definitely check us out tomorrow when we'll be going live with Cam Life Magazine, Bender Kane, Sophie Ryan. Ari's going to be there. Katie's going to be there. I believe Rosalind said she's going to be there. Alex said he's going to be there for sure. We may have other people dropping in. That stuff just kind of happens. Oh, which, by the way, if any of you guys are interested in jumping on one of our live hangouts, we kind of need to sort of it, especially, you know, when we're having special guests. But definitely get hold of us, you know, and if we think you're a good match, totally, we'll copy you in on the emails where we just send the join link. I mean, we kind of want to make this as much of a group voice as possible, so definitely jump on. Anyways, thank you all very much. Catch you all tomorrow. Cheers.